So, just a little bit of background. Would you care to say what your...
Thank you.
When do you believe that the occupation in Israel started? 48 or 67?
48. I mean, it's the longest occupation in the world, but I'm not going to argue numbers. It's too long, right? This is the longest occupation in the world, and people are suffering. I mean, I've been to the West Bank and Gaza twice, and so I've seen myself what's going on.
And what do you believe as the solutions for the current conflict?
Well, I think Israel has to remove itself from illegal settlements. They're basically all illegal. They have to dismantle the wall. They have to drop the siege. I'm not necessarily putting this all in the order.
I understand.
I mean, the first thing is actually to drop the siege of Gaza. I mean, people are really, really suffering there. And you can't even get basic necessities in it. And it, you know, it's to isolate people to that extent, to take away people's basic human rights is, to me, unconscionable. So, I mean, that's number one, is to stop the siege. And it seems like, I mean, it's ironic, but unfortunately what happened with the first vote and the Turkish citizen and the Turkish American being killed, I mean, it has now caused the world, I think, the international community to stop and think. And even, as I understand it, even the Americans are now thinking that, you know, they've got to do something about the siege. So I think that's number one. But beyond that, I mean, there has to be some kind of settlement, whether it's negotiated or whether, you know, it's somehow imposed. Palestinians have to have their land back.
So what a long-term political agreement would it go revert back to the green zone?
You know what? I'm not someone who's going to negotiate that. There will be people.
If you were,
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I'm that enough knowledgeable. I've seen what that green line is and how much land has been taken, and it seems to me that that's got to be the starting point. But you know, you're asking me very specific questions that I'm not someone who's there. I'm a politician in Canada who's demanding of our government that they do more to speak out and not just capitulate to whatever Israel wants, right? So, you know, you're not
But you are supporting a boycott of Israel and divestment.
No, I haven't actually even gone that far. I mean, you've got to understand that I'm probably the strongest supporter in Parliament. There is virtually no information in the political arena or understanding about the BDS movement. People are actually afraid to speak out on this issue. So we have to understand that the political reality in Canada is, I think, worse than many other countries, where people who are, like elected people who are sympathetic, actually are afraid to speak out. And so the whole notion of a BDS, I mean, I'm very excited that it's grown so much in sort of a civil society, but in terms of the political arena, it's not even being debated.
But so you are not necessarily for BDS, but you are for the movement?
Yeah, I support what's going on, and we've got to somehow get it into the political arena.
But you don't necessarily support the BDS itself.
I think, yeah, personally I do, but it's not in the political arena.
If it were in the political arena, you would be out?
You know what? I really don't. I'm not happy with your questions. Like, don't pin it all on me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get where you stand.
Yeah.
On this.
Well, where I stand is that somehow we have to make this issue something that can be properly debated in the political arena, because it's not, because of fear, because of self-censorship. And so what I've been trying to do is work within the parliamentary arena, but also with the community, to try and open up that space. I mean, if I'm one of the people who's sort of most out there, most of my colleagues are not.
Now,
so it's a matter of, I think, trying to bring those ideas and education about even what BDS is, because a lot of people don't even understand that, into the political arena. If we could do that, I think that would be a very good step forward.
Now, why do you think there is so much fear within the political arena on the BDS issue?
Well, because I think people are very worried about being criticized if you're perceived to be anti-Israeli occupation, that somehow you're also branded as being anti-Semitic. I mean, to me, it's sort of a new McCarthyism that's taking place. I've spoken about this in our Canadian Parliament. There's a lot of fear. People don't feel comfortable speaking out. what's happened recently will help change that. But the political support in Canada has been not very strong.